This is 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes featuring researchers at the University of Texas in El Paso in celebration of the 100th birthday of the university. Today's guest is Charles Martin, professor of history at the university. And Charles, welcome to this program.
Thank you, Keith.
What is your research activity? What is it that you think people would like to know about what you do?
Well, my general research field is sport and history, or sport history, and more specifically, the history of American sports. And then within that, primarily issues concerning race and ethnicity within American sports. My big project, which took up, it seemed like nearly 15 years or more, was a study on the integration of college sports, primarily looking at the so-called big-time sports of college football and college basketball. And college basketball was for men during the period which I was doing my research anyway. And basically what I've been doing the last two or three years is finishing up some of the loose ends from this larger project. What I did when I set out was to look at primarily just the 1966 Texas Western basketball team and its impact on college basketball. I was inspired by the 20th reunion in 1986. I'd lived in Texas, in South Texas. In 1966, I was a college senior. I'd listened to the game. I'd followed the Texas Western team, and I was really excited because a Texas team had won the national championship. I didn't completely know everything about it, didn't realize necessarily that all the players who played in the championship game were African Americans. But I knew that there was something of a racial angle, but I looked upon it more as a patriotic Texan, I guess. Later, when I came back and studied it, particularly after that 1986 reunion, began interested then in sort of the larger issue of the integration of college sports. And so I started out just to do a nice little story about Texas Western and how they succeeded in winning the national championship and changed things. And then I began to do a little background work. And to make a long story short, the background work became much of the book.
Was basketball ahead of football? I don't know much about the history of American college
basketball
athletics.
Tended to be a little bit ahead of football. You're quite right. Football was the original big-time sport in college, and it started back in the 1890s. And so when college football started, Southern universities were all segregated. So much of the country excluded African Americans from college football. And then eventually Southern schools begin to come under some pressure, primarily on intersectional games. That is, when a Southern team would play a Northern team. And for many years, up until World War II, Southern schools imposed their own code and forced Northern schools to bench black athletes when they're playing against Southerners. Then after World War II, Northerners begin to force Southerners to host teams that were integrated, but it's not really until the mid and late 60s when we have the big integration crises in Southern universities that the university themselves are integrated, and then once they're integrated, it takes a little bit more time for the athletic teams to be integrated. And then after that, what happens is that finally by about 1980, white Southerners have accepted integrated colleges and teams, and now actually there's something that both blacks and whites in the South can agree on and root for, and that's their college team.
Charles Martin from the Department of History on the campus, thank you very much for being here. You're listening to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a celebration of the University of Texas at El Paso 100th birthday. And my name is Keith Pannell.